How massive a company is Unilever? It is absolutely incredible, the brands that they are associated with. The likes of Flora, Hellmann's, Knorr, Magnum, Ben & Jerry's, Côte d'Or. I can't believe it's not Butter, Marmite, Stork. I'm leaving loads out here. Coleman's, Pot Noodle, Lipton's, Lion's, PG Tips, Dove, Lynx, Tresemme, who's the Prime Minister, of course, VO5, Vaseline. Vaseline, the amount of money you'd make if you just owned Vaseline. Pawns, it's never ending. And I'm seriously concerned because some of these products are going to stop being sold by Tesco, including Brut. Where would we be if we couldn't get Brut, Jimmy?
Me personally, Frank, distraught. Distraught.
Just give us the background to this. This is a battle between Tesco and Unilever.
Yeah, it's not surprising that it's involving Tesco because Tesco have had it rough recently, as everybody knows, and they have been cutting prices to try and win back customers. So they are resentful of any imposition of extra costs because they want to maintain that momentum, and they have been improving and they have been winning back custom and doing better. So in a sense, it's not surprised that Tesco is the one that's emerged as the party to stand up and say, no, Unilever, we're not going to pay these extra costs. And interestingly enough, the man in charge of Tesco actually spent most of his working life, or a good part of it, with Unilever. So he really knows what's going on both sides of this argument. Why are the Unilever doing it? Well, they certainly have good cause for putting up prices because the pound, as we all know, has fallen drastically, over 15%. That means the cost of things that we buy, the cost of things that Unilever buys, has gone way up. So they're trying to pass on those costs to Tesco, who then would be forced to pass them on to us. So Tesco is standing in the way of that. Now, whether the increases demanded by Unilever are fully justified, we can't say. Another supermarket chain is quoted anonymously in the Financial Times as saying that Unilever was demanding a 10% increase in the price of its product. Whether that's true, we don't know, but it sounds plausible enough. I'm sure those other supermarkets are glad that Tesco is putting it up to Unilever because they don't want to absorb these type of increases, and they also don't want to pass it on to us because we're now in a new world with the discounters. We have Lidl here, but of course there's Aldi across the water. They're trying to steal business from the main supermarket. So nobody in this situation wants to put up prices. And Tesco have a particular point because it was recently that their boss, as I say, Dave Lewis is his name, he said, look, it's all very well for these companies who want to put up prices, but they and talking about the issue of the falling pound. But when the pound was strong, they didn't cut prices. So he signalled even before this row blew up that he wasn't very happy with the idea of having to absorb or pass on increases that his suppliers, Unilever being a huge one, wanted to make.
Is it directly linked, this price increase, directly linked to Brexit?
Totally linked to Brexit. Absolutely 100% linked to Brexit, because it's been after Brexit that the pound started its downward spiral and it's been just going down. And every time you get a government minister across the water talking about it and hinting that they want a so-called hard Brexit, which would mean us being totally out of the single market and facing tariffs and sending our goods into the single market, that has just pushed the pound down a little bit more. And why does that happen? Because the economists fear and the market fears that were we to face tariffs and sending our goods into Europe, that would obviously damage British business. And when British business gets damaged, the pound gets damaged. So that is the essential reason why, if you like, the pound, the value of the pound is a proxy for the health of the UK economy. And those economists fear that this talk of hard Brexit, getting right out of the single market, is threatening. It hasn't done it yet. but is threatening to damage the future prospects for the UK economy, and of course including Northern Ireland as well.
But when the pound is closer to the value of other currencies, does that not help our exports?
Absolutely, it really does. But not just quite as much as you might imagine, because if you're involved in manufacturing something, well, almost certainly you're going to be importing goods, which of course have gone up in price. Now, what it means is that you do have an advantage in the sense when you're selling those completed products outside, but you will have faced increased costs along the way. So it's you're helped in one way and you're hindered in another. But overall, yeah, people would reckon that a weak pound does help our exporters.
So who will blink first? Will it be Tesco? Remember, they'd be slightly concerned that the customer will just go to the opposition. So will they blink first against Unilever, or will Unilever say, listen, the punters want all these goods that they can't get on your website at the moment and that are disappearing rapidly off your shelves, so you're going to have to restock sooner or later, come back when you're prepared to pay the money?
Well, it won't be a long-running Mexican standoff, because both sides want a deal. But Tesco are not, in a sense, doing it on their own, because they know full well that the other supermarkets are right behind them in this. So you have these two forces, the irresistible force and the immovable object. But at the end of the day, there will be an agreement. The prices will go up. Unilever will secure some increase in prices, and Tesco will then be forced to pass it on to the rest of us. And they're talking now already, because of this sort of plan to put up prices, that food inflation will. It's been minuscule. That will rise to 5%. In other words, what does it mean that a basket of goods that cost £100 today in a year's time is going to cost £105? And we haven't seen inflation like that recently. Inflation has been almost like wiped out, but it's coming. It's coming back. It's coming for energy. We saw oil prices there going up. Two reasons oil prices are going up. One, because of the weak pound. Oil's priced in dollars. But secondly, OPEC, which is the cartel that looks after the interests of large producers like Saudi Arabia, it is now getting its act together and saying we are intending to reduce or cap production. The problem has been there's been so much oil about the world that and the world economy has been so weak that oil prices have fallen. But once you get a cap on production, once you get an agreement at OPEC and maybe bringing in Russia, which is not an OPEC member but is saying that it's going to do, the price of oil will go up. It's gone up and will go up further. Having said all that, the prices for energy will only go up so far. There just is too much oil and gas about for a huge hike in prices, but they will go up from here.
And just finally, Jamie, as we go into this weekend and people look at the shelves in the supermarkets and they're online and there's items that are not available, would you this weekend be tending to buy extra Bovril?
I've never ever bought Bovril. I've never ever bought Marmite. To me, you know, that is not a great hardship to walk into Tesco and see the shelves empty of Bovril or Marmite or whatever, or both of them.
Yeah, both of them, yeah.
Both of them. You know what? I can't even understand how anybody would want to...
Exactly. I'd love to speak to somebody who actually buys Bovril.
Do you know that? You imagine that somebody in the north of England, I don't know why, I have this image of this guy with a cloth cap
and a whippet.
And he's sitting down, scooping out the Bovril. I don't even know. What do you eat it on? The bread or what?
A great name.
It's a great name. It's sort of very classically English, you know. Yeah. It's a delicacy that's wasted on me. I've never really got to grips with Bovril. No, but I'm looking down the list.
The Ben and Jerry's, you'd miss that.
The Ben and Jerry's, perhaps, yes. Not the Tresemme hair product. So they're not high on my list.
No.
Or Timotei.
Or as we said earlier, I just love that gag that was going around last week about it's prime ministerial Tresemme. Some people are very clever. They were putting pictures of Tresemme with the Prime Minister's face on the bottle.
The No, but there's but the fact of the matter is it will get settled, and we will, you know, this storm in a teacup. We can say that because PG tips are one of the things. I just wanted to get that in. It's a weak joke, Frank, but it is. I thought I'd pass that on.
Is Lipton its tea as well?
Well, PG
and
tips.
Lions, Lipton, and PG tips. Oh. Dove, Lynx, Sure, Brut, yeah. Tresemme, Timotei, VO5, Vaseline, Pons, Impulse, Redox, Simple, Leaving Now, Going Up.
Frank, do those people advertise? I mean, does Unilever advertise? Because you seem to have got in. All the names of those individual products.
I'm actually hoping that our advertising department's listening, because there's a significant number of products there that we don't have going out on 30-second belts here.
Right, okay. But I think Unilever is... I think Unilever hasn't done well out of this discussion. Although we have tried to understand where they're coming from, but having said that, we're not happy with anybody who wants to stick up prices.
Yeah, they're coming across as being a wee bit greedy, but then they're hugely successful. If we only owned one of those brands, we would be probably billionaires.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
Yeah, any one of them, you'd be a billionaire.
Pot noodle, see, it's there. I don't think the word would miss pot noodle, would it?
And the one thing that at the very bottom, you know what that is at the bottom? Sif.
Sif.
Used to be Jif.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it used to be Jif. It's like a stuff you spray on, I don't know, the worktops and whatever. Aye. But it used to be Jif. I'm just again looking through them, and you know, for people who haven't got the list in front of them, Sif, Surf, Persil, Domestos, Comfort, St. Ives, Simple, Redox.
That's a town.
But it's also cheese, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Or is it? No, maybe it's in there with the it's in there with the Redox and whatever. So maybe it's a soap. But Simple is a soap. Redox, Impulse, Pons, Vaseline, VO5, Timotei, Tresemme, Brut, Sure, Lynx, Dove. Any one of those is, you know, if you're going on to Dragon's Den and you were saying, yeah, I'm coming up with an idea here in a green bottle, and Henry Cooper will wear it when he comes out of the boxing ring, nobody would invest in it.
Brut. Do you know, it's one of those things that, like, it was so naff, you wonder it ever recover from that, Brut. You know, it's so Henry Cooper.
Yes, exactly. And like, Del Boy, anybody, and it's still Del there. Boy.
And it's still there. There's
some
people
out there
buying. Do you
see what's not on
Brut.
The list? Do you see what's not on the list?
What?
High Karate. Do you remember High Karate?
No.
Used to get it at Christmas.
No,
I think it's exactly the same as Brut, but it went under.
The one that I suppose that... it was like Cremola foam. Do they make that anymore? I love Cremola foam.
How did it work?
You got a tin of it, and there's a powder, and you put water onto it,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of looks like a poor man's lemonade type
All
of
right,
thing.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it foamed up, given the name Cremola foam.
Yeah.
But it was creamy at the same time.
Yeah.
It was a great product.
When you had the foam, Jimmy, what did you do with the foam?
You just like the way you would foam in a pipe. I don't know that they make it anymore, but it certainly doesn't look as if. But I like Cremola foam.
Okay, where has Cremola foam gone? Please let us know, Jimmy. John wants to speak to us here. John, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, John. What was your point, John?
Frank, this is not the first time that Leavers have tried to do this price hike. About 30 years ago, they tried it with the island of Ireland, and obviously specifically the north. They tried to say that we were an island community, and as such, that they would have to impose a surcharge on all their prices for deliveries to Northern Ireland. And at that time, the big sort of two headline companies were J&J Hazlitt's and John Henderson's, one looking after Mace, the other one looking after Spar. And they refused point blank accept the levy that they were putting on, and they barred all their Lever products from their stores, and eventually after a few months Levers came crawling back with a cap in hand, and all the stuff was restocked into the stores, and Lever Brothers went away with their tail well and truly between their legs.
Interesting commentary, John.